Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is Owen Schroyer from InfoWars.com. I'm in the InfoWars battle truck, bullhorning in downtown D.C., as the Democrats are voting to illegally impeach the President of the United States. So, we're letting the American people in D.C. know about the sedition and the treason that the Democrats are engaged in.
Why is the Democrat Party attempting to illegally remove the President of the United States? Why is the Democrat Party engaged in open sedition? Why is the Democrat Party lying every day about the president? Why do the Democrats want to see the economy collapse? Why do the Democrats want to see the border collapse? Why is Adam Schiff hanging out with Ed Buck? Why is Adam Schiff requesting nude photos of Donald Trump from Ukraine? How did Nancy Pelosi make hundreds of millions of dollars as a congresswoman? How did you make your millions, Nancy? We must investigate. Why does Jerry Nadler look like an Oompa Loompa? He must be sent back to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory immediately. Send Jerry Nadler back to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Jerry Nadler's Oompa Loompa friends are missing him.
That was, of course, Owen Schroyer. He's back in D.C. He was in New York yesterday. Now he's back in D.C. today. All week, Owen has been making headlines. I could not be more proud to have met this man. I could not be more proud to be here, where, of course, Owen got his start. Such a phenomenal patriot. Could not be better. Let's go see what Will Johnson did yesterday. Will Johnson, of course, confronted one Gerald Nadler. I prefer to call him the Penguin. Let's go ahead and roll that video.
Any comments? Got nothing?
Nadler, how do you think the voters are going to look at this? How do you think the voters are going to look at this in the future? 2020, Nadler.
Broken your oath. But you know what? Keep doing
Nadler.
It. Keep doing it because the American people see through it. It's going to work in President Trump's favor. Keep it up. Keep
this,
it up.
Just going to give both the Trump 2020,
shame on you,
Nadler.
Sir. Trump 2020.
Trump 2020. You're going to make it for Trump.
Trump 2020. God
you're
bless America.
Get Trump elected.
Trump is your president, and he will be in 2020.
Thank you, Nadler.
Shame on you, sir. You will be exposed for your treason.
That was, of course, Will Johnson confronting the Oompa Loompa himself, Jerry Nadler. I prefer to think of him as Penguin from, of course, the Batman universe. They're doppelgangers. They couldn't be any more alike. Will Johnson confronted Nadler yesterday, and Will didn't get arrested. I don't quite understand that one. I thought that that's the highest crime in the land is confronting the 3-foot-2-inch tall Jerry Nadler. When we come back, I'll have Jack Hadfield. He is the UK correspondent for nationalfile.com. He's got a new article up talking about the devastating defeat for the British leftists. Looking forward to having Jack on, his debut appearance on the Alex Jones Show. It's going to be a jam-packed second and third hour. Third hour, we have Andrew Tate back in studio. He'll be guest hosting the fourth hour as well. You are watching the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert filling in. And, folks, I cannot stress it enough. Go Make your Christmas purchases. InfoWarsStore.com. We need your help, and you need these products. They are life-changing. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this very, very short break.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the info war.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Pappard filling in for Alex today. He may be back in studio in the third or fourth hour, so stay tuned and find out more about where Alex has been and what he's going to talk about later today. My guest for this segment and the next is National File UK correspondent Jack Hadfield. He's a phenomenal writer. He's been seen at Breitbart and a variety of other websites. Now he writes for National File. Jack is, of course, from the UK, and he has been very excited, I think is fair to say, about the recent victory. Jack, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, great to be on.
Well, thank you for coming on. So this seems to be a seminal moment for the UK. First, we had 2016, the Brexit vote, where the public, the voters, the men and women of Great Britain voted to leave the cancerous European Union. Now, of course, this is kind of a referendum, because if we had Corbyn win, then he would have actually put it to a second vote, and who knows what would have happened. But the British people spoke again. Talk a little bit about the importance of this election.
Yes, well, absolutely. It's been called the Brexit election by many commentators and pundits. Really, the first Brexit election was the one in 2017, which Theresa May, the then Prime Minister, was trying to get a majority of her own to legitimate herself, as she was only elected by members of Parliament and not by any members of the Conservative Party or members of the public. So she felt like she had to be elected herself to gain a mandate to push forward her Brexit deal through. Unfortunately, it really didn't go as well as she expected. The Labour Party, led by Jeremy Corbyn, made it about everything other than Brexit. And the NHS, so the National Health Service, crime, immigration, you know, any other thing. And so that ended up with her losing the majority. And for the last 2.5 years or so, we've had dither and dather and delay, and Brexit's been stopped and thwarted at every single opportunity. But when Boris Johnson, the now Prime Minister, was a Conservative Party and took over in June, July of this year, he actually managed to get a new Brexit deal with the European Union, and something that many commentators and pundits thought was absolutely impossible. He managed to get rid of the backstop, the Northern Irish backstop, which was the sticking point for many and who didn't like Mrs. May's deal. And so he actually did manage to make this election actually about Brexit. And that is what the even though Corbyn tried his best again to make it about anything other than that, this time he failed. This has been the worst election for Labour since 1935. Wow. They're down to 203 seats, down 59 from the 2017 election. This has been the best win for the Conservatives since 1983, 1987 or so. So since the Thatcher years, this really was the most seminal election and the most changing election the election that actually mattered since 1997 when Blair came in. 2010, 2015, you know, it was just kind of a you know, there was no real change. But now, you know, this is serious. You know, we have actually won an incredible victory, and we will be able to push through the results of the 2016 referendum, which was the largest democratic mandate in British history. And Boris now has a 80-seat majority to be able to push through pretty much everything he wants. In the British system, as opposed to the Americans, if you have a majority in Parliament, so that's the equivalent of the House of Representatives and House of Commons, pretty much nobody can stop you. That's it. Nobody can stop him, unless there's some freak court decision that tries to stop Brexit. Mm. Brexit is going through on the 31st of January 2020, and there's nothing that lefties or remainers can do about it.
Fantastic. So one of the other massive moments, and we saw something similar where the former prime minister stepped down, and of course we saw Theresa May, the gremlin, take over. We've now seen Jeremy Corbyn step down from his leadership of the Labour Party. Now, this guy, I mean, I don't think you can overstate exactly how terrible this guy would have been. He wants to nationalize various industries. He wants to dump money into multiculturalism. He's worse than Bernie Sanders, to put it mildly. Talk to us about the significance of him stepping down.
Yes, well, Corbyn took the leadership of the Labour Party after the 2015 election, where Ed Miliband, who was sort of a soft-left centrist, stepped down, and he was actually put forward by MPs, by Labour MPs, because they wanted a wide variety of voices. You know, nobody thought he would win. But actually, there was a groundswell of people joining the Labour Party from the hard left, and also from conservatives who realised that, oh, if we get Corbyn into power, then we'll be able to condemn the Labour Party to electoral oblivion, I think was the phrase. So he won. He fought off a leadership challenge in 2016. And yeah, finally, after all this time, he's now stepping down. Now, if he had won, if he had become Prime Minister, which was, he wouldn't have won an overall majority. There was no way that was possible. But with the Scottish National Party, they took 45, 46 out of the 59 seats in Scotland this election. If Labour had done well enough to then add that and create the magic number of 326 that you need for a majority, he could have been propped up by them, which means we would have had another referendum on Europe, another referendum on Scottish independence. We would have had, well, a prime minister who the security services say was basically a useful idiot for the, you know, Soviet Hungarian intelligence back in the 1970s and 80s. You know, somebody who has links to the IRA, the Irish Republican, you know, terrorist movement, links to, you know, anti-Semitic, you know, people, you know, like the PLO, you know, Palestinians, and, well, just overall, it would have been an absolute disaster. I mean, I was thinking that I might even have to flee the country if he got in. And I'm saying that only semi-unironically. Yeah, it was a genuine. I was actually thinking about, you know, I might have a knock on my door by one of his commissars for thought crimes. So yes, I'm very, very glad that he didn't get in. I think a large majority of the British population are also very, very glad that Boris won.
You know, I want to say it's unbelievable that somebody like that could even be that close to the reins of power. But here in the United States, we of course have Bernie Sanders pulling just behind Joe Biden. So it does seem like we may see, it seems to be this twin populist socialist revolution happening throughout the country. So just quickly, give us again the hard date for Brexit and what folks are most looking forward to when it finally comes.
Well, the hard date for Brexit will be the 31st of January 2020, and that will lead us into what is supposed to be a transition period, take us at the end of 2020. So at the end of January, we will be legally outside of the EU, but remain in many of its institutions. So there will be a fluid, smooth transition to Boris's free trade arrangement, something that he will now have the power and the mandate to negotiate. He will be able to, thankfully, move away from what Mrs. May would have negotiated in the future agreement if she had remained as Prime Minister, which would have been closely aligned to the EU and something that really would have been, you know, like the rhinos in America, you know, well, albino, yeah, a Brexit in name only. So Boris has suggested that he's going for a Canada-style free trade arrangements, which is why Nigel Farage of the Brexit Party stood down candidates in all of the seats that the Conservatives won in 2017, because not because the withdrawal deal is that different, apart from some of the crucial things like the backstop, as I mentioned earlier, but because the deal that Boris will negotiate now will be far more like Brexit than May ever could do.
Jack, we're getting ready to come to break. When we come back, I want you to expand on this, because a lot of folks are confused about the differences between Boris Johnson's Brexit deal and Theresa May's. He's getting some bad press here in the United States, and I imagine in the UK as well. But you say that Nigel Farage had candidates stand down to ensure a Conservative victory. Of course, I believe Sky News is crediting Nigel Farage's Brexit party for helping to push the Conservatives over the edge by siphoning votes away from Labor. So it's a very fascinating situation. We need to learn more about this. It's the populist movement worldwide exploding everywhere. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papper. We'll be back after this break.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat that 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
And folks, it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert filling in for Alex. My guest is Jack Hadfield. We have a press conference with Boris Johnson explaining the significance of his massive victory. Let's go to that now.
This election means that getting Brexit done is now the irrefutable, irresistible, unarguable decision of the British people. And with this election, I think we put an end to all those miserable threats of a second referendum.
That's British Prime Minister Boris Johnson claiming a huge victory. His Conservative Party...
And a huge victory it indeed is. And Jack, before we get into the implications of this victory, what it may mean for the rest of Europe, it could mean either the death or the rebirth of the European Union. Let's talk about the difference between Boris Johnson's Brexit deal and Theresa May's. Just break it down for us, because people do not understand this, myself included.
Okay, well, most of Theresa May's deal was basically fine. It was carrying on things that oh yes, you know, let's of course keep cooperating, you know, with criminal investigations across the border, and oh, you know, let's keep doing scientific research and things like that. Most of it was very technical, just stuff that was very obvious and that pretty much just had to be sorted out in terms of the bureaucratic end. The main sticking point for May's deal, and the one that certainly got the most media attention, was the so-called Northern Irish backstop. Now, the problem is, with Northern Ireland, as compared to the Republic of Ireland in the south, they wanted to stop a so-called hard border, in which case there would be no border checks. They wanted to maintain ease of travel across the border, as was sort of said in the Good Friday Agreement in 1997, 9, somewhere around those years, which put an end to the troubles and stopped the main threat of Irish Republican terrorism in the north. And in that, they had the common travel area where, again, it would be easy to move across. So basically, the backstop would keep Northern Ireland within the EU's customs union. Mm. It would be removed from the customs territory of the UK and put into that of the EU in order to keep goods and services flowing across the island of Ireland. However, that would mean customs checks in the Irish Sea, and basically that would mean Northern Ireland would be pushed further towards uniting with the South, and so in which case the EU were holding Northern Ireland above the rest of the UK and saying, look, you know, if you're going to leave, we're going to keep Northern Ireland and it's going to go back to the Republic. What Boris's deal does is it keeps Northern Ireland in the customs union of the UK, so it maintains as an integral part of the UK's own customs territory. And there will be no customs checks between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK, and then but there will be some regulatory checks, as there already are. There are already checks between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. You cannot bring fresh food across the Irish Sea, for example. So this is just maintaining the status quo, really, in really what is almost impossible task of squaring the circle. Boris has really managed to get this, very tricky technical arrangement pretty much fixed. And that's something that May couldn't do.
Fantastic. So now this, if Boris gets this right, if he can prove that a country can leave the disgusting Hitler's best dream known as the European Union, if Boris can prove that a country can leave this monstrosity and prosper and thrive, what do you expect will happen to the rest of the European Union and all of its participating countries?
Well, I expect the European Union to be broken down in the next few decades or pass towards becoming this European federal superstate, which is certainly what the Brits were concerned about. There is this split between north and south of Europe, certainly in culture, in terms of, how they operate their economic policy. You could never really fuse the economies of Germany and Greece together. It's just not going to happen. So either it's going to fragment and break apart, probably maintain a sort of central Germany, Denmark, Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg, maybe France as well. And they might bind together more tightly into a federal Europe, and everything else will be free, and everybody else will be free from their devious clutches. Certainly, the EU will. There is no way in the next few decades that it will maintain its current form. It is inevitable that something will happen. Certainly, if we do make a success of Brexit, and the EU doesn't put a chokehold on our international trade with them and potentially with others. And if we can do that, I think that certainly will motivate many of the other countries, perhaps Italy, with Matteo Salvini, who was their prime minister, who probably will be their prime minister again whenever they have their next election, which they do every year or a couple of years or so down there. He will certainly be in favour of breaking apart from the EU. So potentially Italy might be one of the first ones to go if that does happen. But that's certainly 5 or maybe 10 years down the road, certainly until they can see that Britain can stand alone and does not need the EU breathing down its neck in order to be economically prosperous and a free nation.
Fantastic. Jack Hadfield, he is, of course, the UK correspondent and a fantastic writer at nationalfile.com, formerly at Breitbart. Jack, tell folks where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/JackHadfield1996, on Twitter, at Jack Hadders, I think on Gab, at JH. I'm certainly on Twitter most of the time, and that's probably where you'd find most of my tweets and comments and articles.
Of course, for the viewers and listeners, you may remember Jack. He raised a lot of trouble back in his college days for refusing to sit through some of the gender and hate inclusivity classes, and basically they just let him graduate to get rid of him. So he's been a cultural warrior for quite a long time, now doing very important work. You can read his article, Conservatives Win Huge Majority in Election, at nationalfile.com. Jack, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to have another message from Alex Jones. He's on a very, very important mission right now. He may be back before the day is out. We're not sure, but he may be here for the third or fourth hour. We're going to have Andrew Tate back in studio to discuss Eastern Europe, which, of course, may be even closer to leaving the European Union than Italy or some of these other countries that Jack mentioned. Of course, It is a fascinating, fascinating schism between Eastern Europe and Western Europe. They're nothing alike in Eastern Europe. They have survived Islam. They have survived communism. I don't think they're about to let Angela Merkel or Macron take over and rule them with an iron fist. Of course, I want to remind everybody, please, InfoWarsStore.com, get your Christmas shopping done. Do it with patriots. Don't give your money to Jeff Bezos if you don't have to. Give your money to the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Tom Papert. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. We'll be back right after this break.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Align
aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My dear fellow Americans, I'm here watching CNN because it's all we have here in Estonia right now in terms of it doesn't have Fox. And Jake Tepper, whatever his name is, he's on. And of course, it's the pundit. It's the they are liars, okay? They are deceivers to the American people, deceivers to the world. What they're doing here is they're deceiving the world. I don't understand why more people, why more of you are not upset like that guy that yelled in the Senate. In the Congress the other day, the guy that got up. We all need to be outraged about, listen, I'm for fairness, I'm for truth, okay? This is ridiculous. I've seen it for years. They're lying. They're connivers of Caesar's spirit. That's a Caesar's Senate. They're connivers. They are no good. And now the Senate wants to not have a hearing. They want to rush this through, just like the Congress did, because they're corrupt. They're protecting each other. They don't want to put Adam Schiff on the chair. They're making some kind of excuse that the president wants to make this a circus. He wants the American people to see the corruption in our government, and they don't want to show it. All right? They don't want to show it. I want to see the corruption. I want to see them, these congressmen and people, I want to see them in the hot seat, all right, with their ass turning on flames because they're being questioned. The American people should see this. It's not a circus. How dare you say it would be a circus in the Senate, McConnell and Romney, if you said that? How dare you? It's not a circus. The American people need to see this. They want to see the corruption, what you guys are covering up each other about. What are you covering up? What do you cover up that you don't want to question Adam Schiff? He lied to the American people so many times. Pelosi just said something that made my hair burn on fire. She talked about the New Deal. That, you know, look at that, NAFTA was no good, but now we have this New Deal. And that she didn't give Trump any credit for it. She said to the, she snidely goes, it's way different. You should see it. She said, it's way different than what President Trump wanted. Well, Trump is the one that wanted and wants to renegotiate our deals. That's why we have a new deal. And she's praising it now. Because Trump wants it for the American people. For America first. These people stink over and over again. I want you people to get foamed in the...
Robert Davi, that is, of course, a very, very pro-Trump actor. I'm sure he realizes he'll never work a day in his life. He says on Twitter, with that video, we must get involved. The GOP is filled with weak vessels. He could not be more accurate. The GOP is a mess. Just look at what they're allowing to happen to the supporters of President Trump. This video was just released yesterday. It corresponds to a story from last month. Let's go ahead and roll this. There it is. Absolutely horrifying. This is a child on a school bus for radio listeners being attacked brutally. We're wearing a Trump hat. This is what happens in the United States in 2019. Being a patriotic American and supporting your president can get you violently assaulted regardless whether you're 14 or 40. And of course, the man Davi was talking about was Owen Schroyer. That is the spirit we should all have, fighting tooth and nail for our country. But this article is up, nationalfile.com. Child hospitalized, rather, after unprovoked attack over Trump hat. On November 21st, two girls and three boys beat and hospitalized a kid on their school bus on camera for wearing a Trump hat. As of December 12, 2019, the family of the victim has been granted permission by lawyers to share the 21-second clip of the brutal assault. I won't hold my breath to see if there's any justice in the court system. Meanwhile, the insanity of higher education continues. Of course, there's been the viral It's Okay to Be White poster campaign. I like Alex Jones. It's okay to be Alex Jones. It's okay to be American. I believe it's the t-shirt sold at InfoWarsStore.com. But this recently happened. It's also up at NationalFile.com. The student behind It's Okay to Be White flyers expelled, then interrogated by the FBI counter-terrorist unit. Simply saying it's okay, not it's good. Not it's superior, not it's the best, but simply saying it's okay to be a certain skin color. results in the FBI counterterrorist unit giving you a knock on the door. By the way, think of all the killers, the cold-blooded sociopathic SSRI-addicted killers who have been reported to the FBI. It happened in Florida with that horrible, horrible school shooting that gave us David Hogg and Kyle Kashuv. That kid was reported to the FBI numerous times. Nothing came from it. Go back to the Boston bombing. The Russians, of all people, had intel on those two brothers, tried to get the FBI to pay attention. They wouldn't. They didn't care. How many times has the FBI let this country down, from FISA to these killers that they've let walk? But if you put up a flyer that says it's okay to be white, well, they're going to give you a visit, son. They're going to make sure you're not a terrorist or thinking all humans are equal. This is the story at nationalfile.com. The Oklahoma City University police manhunt that went viral after being reported by National File in October resulted in the expulsion and police interrogation of a student activist on December 9th. We, of course, originally reported this in October, that the police had launched a manhunt searching for this poor kid. Now an update from the Oklahoman state of the student was tracked down, expelled, and interrogated by OKC police for placing the flyers. Federal law prevented the student from being doxxed by university officials. Thankfully, OCU Police Director Bill City explained his reasoning for the Orwellian police investigation thusly. The reason you look into those types of things is you want to make sure the individual is not a threat to other students. Putting up flyers is a threat to other students, or at least it might be. That he did not explain how it's okay to be white could possibly be a threat to students. The OCU Police Department reportedly partnered with the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force to locate and interrogate the suspect, the student activist. It's so hard not to laugh when you read these news stories. It's a flyer. It says it's okay to be white. It's okay to be white. It's okay to be brown. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be anything. It's okay to be American. It's okay to be Alex Jones. But not in this upside-down world. OCU School of Law Dean Jim Roth praised the student's expulsion. And of course, this is the School of Law guy. He praised the student's expulsion in a statement saying, "Exclusion and hate will not be tolerated here." Exclusion and hate, as they exclude a kid who they obviously hate. National File reached out to a citizen activist involved in peaceful It's Okay to Be White activism. This guy has, I don't even think he's from the States. I can't reveal my sources, of course, but this guy has organized hundreds or thousands of these. He also keeps a massive document going with all the police and media freakouts over the innocent flyers. We reached out to him for a comment. He said, "My only thoughts on this incident are that the response was draconian and hysterical, but sadly predictable, and should serve as a wake-up call for anyone who does not want to live under totalitarianism. The people who want to ruin this young student's life for refusing to hate himself are evil. The response also clearly demonstrates a racial hatred and paranoid fear of white people deeply rooted in the establishment media, academia, and government, not only in the U.S., but across the West. If you replace the word white with any other group and put a flyer saying it's okay to be other group, they would likely have been no police attention or media coverage. This law student who is expelled is essentially a martyr. He sacrificed years of study, large sums of money, and part of his reputation and future to warn people about this totalitarian threat." In the next segment, I want to go into this article, another article up at nationalfile.com. It shows 150-plus cases of outrage and manhunts over It's Okay to Be White. It's just bizarre. Why are we still talking about this? You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Alex. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Tom Pappert, filling in for Alex today. I'm, of course, editor-in-chief at NationalFile.com. In the last segment, we talked about the insanity that happens in government schools, as well as schools of higher learning, if you can call it that anymore. In the United States of America, you have law professors celebrating manhunts for people who put up signs. I just want to briefly go over this article, then I want to talk about some of the insanity happening right here in Austin, Texas. Has to do with drag queens, but this is the type of investigative, hard reporting you're going to find at NationalFile.com. We have the documents, folks. Have you heard that one before? 150-plus cases of outrage and manhunts over It's Okay to Be White. source we have at National File gave us a massive database of probably 200 at this point, because it's been about a month since we wrote this article, of cases of total freakouts. I mean, just look at some of these. University of Alberta, Harvard University, Montgomery Blair High School, East Tennessee State University, University of Alaska Anchorage, UC Davis, University of Kansas. Then you've got news articles, WHNT 19 News, NBC 4 Washington, WLJA. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It never ends. It's very bizarre to see schools, police, the FBI all come together to panic over not hating people, over the idea that all people, regardless of their race, are okay. It's truly disturbing. NationalFile.com is where you can find that full article. It's where you can find this one as well. It's also been written about on Infowars.com. An Austin school recently invited a convicted prostitute drag queen to talk to little children. And I know I didn't give the controller a good heads up on this, but if it's possible, this is actually the same person. He goes by Miss Kitty Litter. Owen Schroyer spoke to Miss Kitty Litter earlier this year, confronted Miss Kitty Litter. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. Why is this happening in Texas? An Austin elementary school invited a convicted prostitute drag queen to talk to their students. Kids at Blackshear Fine Arts Academy were treated to a visit by a drag performer by the stage name Miss Kitty Litter ATX. According to the Family Research Council, the school is aware the Miss Kitty Litter ATX, real name David Robinson, was a convicted felon. In email communications between the school's librarian, Roger Grape, and Robinson, the librarian admitted that Robinson's visit may have been rejected if a full background check had been carried out. The email partly read, "The guidelines for submission automatically disqualify me if the deferred adjudication for prostitution is considered a conviction. I don't know if it's ethical to submit." But we've got another video, by the way, of Miss Kitty Litter. Where he, why is it with drag queens? I can't get the pronouns right. You see, the left gets mad at you over pronouns. You should never, ever misgender somebody. If somebody says they're a woman, then they're a woman. Doesn't matter if they're a big, big, full-figured man with a beard and a voice like Alex Jones. If they say they're a woman, they're a woman. And Alex Jones has said she is a woman, by the way. So Alex is now a she. But with drag queens, they dress like a woman, but they say they're a man. So my brain just cannot keep track of what I'm supposed to do with that. But we have this video of Miss Kitty Litter joking about, I guess, murdering and eating babies? You heard me right. Let's go to that clip whenever we've got it, control room.
I see lots of letters, lots of letters. Let's see what we can spell today. We have a B. N.
So this is, of course, Miss Kitty Litter at this drag queen story hour. Much later in the video, Owen Schroyer, again, national superstar, after what he's done this week, confronts Miss Kitty Litter and asks if the library where he was doing this little story hour, he asks if they did a background check. And I believe they say no. The audio is difficult to understand, but I believe they say no. Well, Miss Kitty Litter is still at it. If you go, I would never suggest this. Do not go to Miss Kitty Litter's Facebook. Do not harass this person. We are not in the business of harassment here at InfoWars or at National File. But he actually put out this statement saying, "I'm being attacked by the evil Alex Jones and the evil Owen Schroyer, and they're going to kill me. If I wind up dead, you know who to blame." And this is an Austin Chronicle article. InfoWars crashes drag story time in Austin. Alt-right rags want to end LGBTQ inclusive children's events. LGBTQ inclusive. You know, it's obviously societal engineering, because no rational person could look at the recent explosion of grown men, often with beards and big beer guts, dressing up as women of the night and going to events where children sit on their lap. No one could have seen this coming. No rational person can explain why this is the civil rights issue of our day. And yet here we are, even right here in Austin, it's happening at fine arts academies. It's absolutely bizarre. And of course, maybe this shouldn't be such a surprise here in Austin. Austin schools recently passed a radical curriculum teaching children about sexual and LGBT themes from a young age. Another school in Texas also invited a drag queen to speak and mingle with their students recently. This one in Houston. It just seems to be the new status quo. Then turning back to higher education. I mean, schools in this country are a mess. I cannot recommend, if you are able at all, to homeschool your students. And if they're not going to study to be a brain surgeon or something where you absolutely need the college degree, consider keeping them out of college, because this is another one. A student recently revealed their bad grade that they got on a paper, a college paper, because a professor said that Hong Kong activists, they're not freedom fighters. They're not pro-democracy activists. They're radicals. An American college student posted photos of a paper she wrote to Twitter, revealing that she had received corrections from her professor, stating that the Hong Kong pro-independence protesters are radicals and not pro-independence activists. Her name is Olivia Rondeau. She identifies herself as a campus conservative. She seems to be just a milquetoast conservative. Not that there's anything wrong with that. She seems to like Charlie Kirk. Nothing wrong with that. But even she is too conservative for the intelligentsia. She wrote, "Got a B- on my paper on Hong Kong, and my prof corrected pro-independence activists to radicals." She added, "Worst grade I've gotten in the class so far." After Twitter users expressed incredulity, Rondeau followed up with an assurance that the photo was real. She added another photo to back it up. She said, "I wish I was joking. I actually like this class/professor, but I'm taken aback by this." He also underlined the phrases independent and freedom protesters, like those are somehow not applicable. So this is modern education. If you want your child to not be ogled by drag queens, that it seems like more and more of them, not Miss Kitty Litter, he just has a conviction for prostitution, but these prostitution. My God, just look at that video. TV viewers, radio listeners, you can't see this. This is a man in his probably late 40s or 50s with obscene makeup over its face, in glasses and a Marilyn Monroe wig and giant fake pearls in a dress. And I'm thinking, prostitution? Who would pay? But if you don't want your child to be exposed to this, then you're a bigot. If you want your child to hear the truth about what's happening in Hong Kong as these brave people, these brave kids fight for their lives, I mean, China will kill them. China wants to extradite the people of Hong Kong to the mainland so they can throw them in gulags along with the Uyghur Muslims. That's what they want. If you want your children to get a real education and not have men in dresses shake their tushy in their face, if you want your kids to learn about real international affairs, you're better off having them watch the Alex Jones Show at this point than go to a public school or a college in 2019. This is the Alex Jones Show. When we come back, we're going to have Andrew Tate back in studio. It's Tate Speech on YouTube. He's going to share with us some information about where he lives, Romania. And now it's a microcosm for what's happening globally. InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back.
permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.